This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Albemarle County made history last night when the Board of Supervisors approved the largest community, the largest development in the history of Albemarle County since 1744. Ladies and gentlemen, we have never seen anything like it. And Brian Wheeler, the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, he was there until... Brian, when did you finally go to sleep this morning?
I went to bed about 3 this morning. The vote happened about 1:05 this morning, and I was just looking on our website to see when I published the story, and we published it about 2:12 this morning. So then I had to go home and find my home in the middle of the night and find my bed.
They actually voted at 1 in the morning?
They voted at 1 in the morning. I was running the camera, filming the whole thing, and a few times I started panning up to the clock around midnight so I could catch the minute hand crossing the midnight zone.
Goodness,
it was a long evening. They started the meeting at 6 o'clock, and then the vote didn't happen until 1 in the morning. There were other things on the agenda. Hollymead Town Center also had some housing approved, and there were another 1,200 homes approved in Hollymead. One thing I think we ought to think about is, you know, Biscuit Run in the big picture of what's been happening, and certainly it's the biggest slice of the pie, but we've now approved in the city and the county about 32 years worth of housing based on our population growth. So we've now got in the pipeline about 32 years worth of housing, most of which hasn't been built. And in the last 2 years alone, we've approved 10,000 homes in Albemarle County's growth areas. So the total pipeline now is about 18,500 homes since the year 2000. Again, most have not been built, and obviously the demand isn't there right now, you know, for people to move in and have these things built. But we've gotten through that sort of hurricane of approvals, as I like to say, and we're now sort of in the eye of the hurricane. And I think in that calm zone in the middle of the hurricane, people are starting to ask questions. People have been asking questions all along. But now that we've the day after, so to speak, from this vote, I think we start to ask, what are the consequences of packing the pipeline like this?
Yeah. Brian Wheeler is my guest, the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. He was there last night when Albemarle County made history in a unanimous approval for the largest development in the history of the county. And it really is staggering, Brian, if they didn't approve one more home to be built, we'd still have enough homes to finance a generation of real estate developers and builders, and they don't have to give a green light on one more house, and we still have decades worth of homes that could be built.
That's right. And there are plenty of positive things to say about Biscuit Run and how much the development package improved over the past couple of years that the county's been reviewing it. Clearly, Hunter Craig, the developer, raised the bar on what should be brought to the table in the way of proffers. They responded to the county's development of a new proffer policy, which says, you know, this is how we mitigate new development, how we collect some funding to pay for community infrastructure, the roads, schools, things along those lines. But the public has, you know, questions about when will that stuff be built? When will Biscuit Run build out? It may take 20 years for Biscuit Run to be fully built, but there are other major developments like that all around the county. So North Point up 29 North, Old Trail out in Crozet. There's some big developments now sitting in that pipeline, and we need to figure out, you know, when we start getting into the other wall of the hurricane, which is a lot of housing as the market picks up and we start building these things, do we have that infrastructure in place? The Board of Supervisors, they would argue last night when they approved it that they had gotten everything they could to help ensure that that happens. There's some things, though, that are out of their control right now that they are saying, you know, are in the hands of the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority, are in the hands of the federal government with respect to approving our water supply plan. But those are all things that the public, you know, when they look around and say, who can I talk to about this, they pick up the phone and call their supervisor. So that's where the buck stops in their mind. And the public has been saying, guys, please listen to us. We have concerns. Mill Creek residents brought concerns about interconnecting their neighborhood to the proposed Biscuit Run development. And when Charlottesville Tomorrow did a survey of voters, only 52%, as we've talked about on the show in the past, only 52% felt like government was creating genuine opportunities for the public to participate. And I would argue that having the only public hearing in front of the Board of Supervisors on Biscuit Run, the largest development in the county's history, and having Mr. Boyd, the chairman, start the opportunity for the public to start speaking at 11 o'clock at night is not a genuine opportunity for people to participate.
No, it's disgraceful, actually. It's really disgraceful.
And even if in their mind, I think, you know, they got the best they could in Biscuit Run, we could have done better on the public engagement piece of this.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a vote on something this important at 1 a.m, you shouldn't be having a vote on something like this at 1 a.m. I mean, that really is ridiculous, especially as you point out, they didn't open the public hearing for Biscuit Run until after 11 o'clock at night.
Now, the other thing going on, of course, was last Friday, the staff releases their recommendations on Biscuit Run to the public and to the developer. Staff recommended against approval, citing one of the reasons being that they had not had time to review the newest proffers. So you and I have talked about that in the past as well. And what's a little different about this is, while the proffers were, you know, got finely tuned up until the last minute, in fact, were not signed formally until the day before the meeting, this was not a small project up 29 North, as we've talked about in the past, but this was a big project. And the county staff changed their recommendation in the meeting and said, okay, now we're ready for approval, board, if you agree with these changes to the proffers. Now, they would say they were not material changes, they were clarifications, and that's all fine. But when members of the public stood up and said, guys, you know, a lot of my friends left, they were here to testify tonight, two teachers stood up and said, we brought students here who wanted to testify, and they all, of course, had to go home. But when the public said that, the supervisors responded and said, don't worry, we've been looking at this for 2 years, we've gathered a lot of input, you know, we're not in a rush to approve this, and, you know, we appreciate your feedback and you being here, but it's okay. And I'm not sure that message went over too well.
It's okay, we don't need to hear from you, because we've already decided.
So that, you know, again, lots
Hey, Brian, let me ask you this. Are all the because really, to me, the issue is not are you going to grow or you're not going to grow. You're going to grow. The issue is one of fiscal responsibility. Can you afford to grow as a community? Can you afford the sewage and the roads and to pay for the schools to educate these people who are moving in or moving from there to there? Are those infrastructure questions answered?
Yeah. Well, no, we don't have all the answers. In fact, we're going to be covering a meeting that starts in at 6 o'clock about the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority talking about the water supply plan and how we're going to pay for that. They're doing a study right now to figure out what is required to upgrade our sewer capacity. No dollar amount has been put on that yet. And so we're just beginning to understand those needs. That the sewer capacity was a big topic for Biscuit Run and for Hollymead Town Center, but really all the Board of Supervisors could do was ask staff, is there an agreement in place between this developer and the organization providing water and sewer, i.e. the Albemarle County Service Authority and Ravana Water and Sewer, do you have some agreement that once you exceed the capacity available, you'll upgrade it and the developer will help pay for it? And the answer they got was, yes, there is an agreement. But how much that's going to cost, when it will be needed, there's some big questions about that.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Wheeler, the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow. You can learn more online at sevilletomorrow.org. And Brian, you're going to have the video and all that podcasting stuff.
We have put up the audio, so that's available on our blog at sevilletomorrow.org. So you can listen to not the whole 3 or 4 hours of it, but we just put the applicant's presentation, so Hunter Craig's presentation, and then the board's deliberations heading into the final vote. So you can hear that. We'll also put the video up shortly of that as well.
And it was a unanimous decision, right?
It was. It was a 6-0 vote.
Brian, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, Coy. Have a good day.
All right.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.